Report: Biden's FBI told Highway Patrol to free Abrego Garcia from migrant trafficking investigation. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 16, 2025. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, under former President Joe Biden's administration, reportedly instructed a Highway Patrol officer in 2022 to release an illegal alien, who has since been deported to El Salvador, according to a report. A Tennessee Highway Patrol, THP, officer was informed by the FBI to release Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia and seven others, after being detained on December 6, 2022. During a traffic stop and being discovered to be on a terrorist watch list, sources told the Tennessee Star. Per the outlet, the THP officer immediately discovered Abrego Garcia was transporting seven passengers and that there were eight people in the car. The THP officer also discovered that Abrego Garcia did not have a valid driver's license. The Star learned from sources familiar with the incident that Abrego Garcia was stopped for an unknown reason on December 6, 2022, and that the THP officer responsible for the stop immediately discovered Abrego Garcia was transporting seven passengers, with either individuals inside the vehicle. During a nearly two-hour traffic stop, the THP officer determined that Abrego Garcia, pictured above, was operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license and began searching for information about him. A source informed the outlet THP also found that Abrego Garcia was on a terrorist watch list. This comes as Abrego Garcia, who has been accused of being an MS-13 gang member, is currently being detained in El Salvador after the Trump administration mistakenly deported him. While Democrats such as Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, and the establishment media have painted Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father with protected status, the White House has described Abrego Garcia as a member and leader of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. The administration maintains the position that this individual, who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country, was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in April. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And, fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Breitbart News's Paul Bois reported that the United States Supreme Court issued a ruling that the Trump administration facilitate the release of Abrego Garcia. During a recent press briefing, Leavitt clarified that the Trump administration is not under order to effectuate Abrego Garcia's return to the United States and that the Trump administration only had to facilitate his return, according to the Washington Examiner. The Supreme Court made their ruling last night very clear, Leavitt explained. That is the administration's responsibility to facilitate the return, not to effectuate the return. As Van Hollen has traveled to El Salvador to lead the cause of getting Abrego Garcia back to the U.S., the White House has pointed out that Abrego Garcia is already home. Breitbart News's Olivia Rondo reported that as Democrats are defending Abrego Garcia, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed that when Abrego Garcia was arrested, he was found with rolls of cash and drugs and that he was arrested with two other members of MS-13. DHS also revealed that two judges found that he was a member of MS-13 and that this finding has not been distributed.